Horror Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. My name is Lawrence Simon. I write 100-word stories, but sometimes I get a little lonely in my writing, and so I open up the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was fake. What I'm going to do is share with you a bunch of stories that people have sent in over the week on that subject, and, you're going to give them a listen and see how you like them, and maybe go to the website and tell folks, hey, I really like this one, or hey, I think these were really good, or oh my god, this one sucked. Okay, maybe that last is a little harsh. Don't go showing up at grocery stores and with a Glock 19, and, you know, I'm about to go to the grocery store. I don't think I want a piece of any of that. Anyway, let's just go ahead and get started with the stories here. The first one is going to be by, well, you could call him Vince, you can call him Fricker, but in the end, it's all at Terrazabyte. And he's challenged himself to write a story for every weekly challenge for this year. So he's keeping up the pace. It's not hard to do with 2 out of 2, but still, there's a whole long year ahead of us, and I think he's going to make it. Let's encourage him to keep doing this, and let's play Fricker Vince Fricker's story here. So here we go.
It was midsummer. I was sitting on an old wooden dock suspended over a smooth surface of a high mountain lake. I tilted my head back and let the sun pour its warm caress of heat over my face. My feet swayed at the water's surface and beat with my peaceful heart. The water's chill and the sun's velvet glove of warmth brought comfort to me like no other day in memory. Nap time was over, and therefore my dream. Another foot of snow had fallen. Gone was the fake fishing pole, replaced by a real snow shovel.
Snow shovel? What's snow? I know what rain is. It's raining this morning. It's actually been, there hasn't been a totally dreadful winter day down here this year. And it's raining like hell, and I haven't done my walk to the grocery store and back. Not that I'm going to really, maybe I shouldn't, because, God, my parents are in town, and they're just feeding me constantly, and my wife is, with this whole Arizona stupidity.
Let's just send your news crews there, because, all we have to put our brand all over it.
So, you gotta send crews and, live reports there, and God, what a waste. Oh, well. But thank you, Fricker, and hopefully you don't have to shovel too much out. At least I know that I shovel it every week here. All right. So now that you have an idea of what the weekly challenge is about, how about some more stories before I completely immerse my foot in my mouth? Here we go with another story, and it's by Tom. And you might have heard him during the week with, he throws in a bonus story or two during the week. And let's just hear what he's got, and I think you're going to be impressed.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I got a few updates from the challenge. Phil Norval Joe Carroll passed Justin the Space Turtle, moving into the fourth place. Further, he is 8 stories shy of the second longest run of stories in a row held by Guy David, 126. TJ is 10 stories behind Liana. Mick enters the top 50 with 8 stories. making it a four-way tie with Tabitha from SL, Mike Thinks, and Kelly Burke. If Mick sends in two more stories, the top 50 authors will all be in double digits. In the past, I only collected data from challenge posts, didn't look at stories posted under individual authors. So, much to my surprise, I found Andrew Ian Dodge has 120 stories, Ellison has 76, and Caleb has 7. This sort of alters my definition of the golden monkey, that it should reflect stories contributed to the site. So here's a new improved list of golden monkeys. Z, 242, Tom, 186, Andrew, 166, Ellison, 153, Guy, 140, Phil, 118, Justin, 116, Anima, 105, Caleb, 100. That's 9 golden monkeys. When Steve joins us, there will be 10. Tonight's story is called Fake. When I was small, I had an undifferentiated view of the world. Everything had an ample amount of gravitas. Even things close to the edge, like stuffed toys, fit nicely into my own private verisimilitude. All that changed on my 5th birthday, the day that Easter fell on April the 6th. He suddenly appeared in the corner store window, 12 inches resplendently attired in an embossed bunny waistcoat. He was the most assembled chocolate I had ever seen, which should have been a warning. When I unwrapped him, I chose an ear as the best place to begin. Childhood ended.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, you know, I think it's time that I actually took some of his drawings and stuff and turned them into actual refrigerator magnets with the golden monkey on it. If those of you out there who have achieved the greatness of over 100 100-word stories, and you actually want a golden monkey thing, just, I guess, if you're not afraid of me stalking you, send me your address and I'll figure something out. But you know how it is with, you know, me mailing things out. I get kind of lazy. Okay, I get very lazy. But still, thank you, Tom, for that update. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create... I've been thinking about this. Now that WordPress makes it easy to make static pages that are linked from everything and templates and all that, what I'm going to do is I'm creating the Golden Monkey, ULLI, close LI, and there are like, what, 9 people with these, right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and come up with a silly... The Golden Monkey is the non-existent award given to individuals who have sent in over 100 100-word stories. The following people have earned Golden Monkeys. Praise them for their persistence and occasional pungence. All right. Is that how you spell pungence? No, pungency. Pungency. Persistence and occasional pungency. I thought pungence was a word. Oh, well. It should be a word, and I'm going to use it every day until the day I die. So, thank you, Tom, and I'll get that updated there, and if people actually want it, you know where to write me. If you don't remember where to write me, just, you know, ask your mother. Or ask my mother. She's going to be here in an hour or two. Next up is somebody new. It's TK. From TKWare Info. All the links are in the show notes and the polls and all that. And if I get the links wrong, this new polling software, PollDaddy, I can change it. I can change stuff. I can update the links. I can update the text. I can change your name to Sally. I can... whatever you need. If I forgot someone and I need to add them, it can be fixed. I don't have to go, oh, God, polls. I'm going to change it. That was such a pain in the ass. So here we go. He's throwing his hat in, which means if you're looking for your hat, TK, it's right here. A story called A Morning in the Life from TK.
Another day, another dollar. Psy yawned. His feet hit the floor, and it was off to the wardrobe. Nobody knew, naturally. A human with cat features would be as tolerated as well as Bigfoot in this world. The tail tucked into his jeans easily enough, with some tailoring. He's well known as that guy with a fedora, so hiding his ears was cake. Stop by the washroom for a pair of contacts and a shave, making sure to keep those pesky whiskers trimmed flat against his face, and the facade was complete. Nobody could possibly know he was a Nico.
Ah, oh, who's a pretty kitty? Okay. No, Nikos are cool. Zen, I think, is sort of, kind of, and there's others, and it's just really neat. You know, the idea of cat people. I think there ought to be more of them. In fact, I think everyone should be one. Right now. Yes, put your hands up in the air and wave them to get the ears. No, actually, all three of them are on the bed right now. They did. I posted up photos of Bruin and Nardo in the laundry pot. So, I really ought to listen to these. I probably don't sound coherent at all. Just woo, woo, like, you know, you've got a really, really, really crazy A-track tape, and just some monkey is just pounding on the track shift thing. Bam, ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. That's how I think. This is why I don't drive. Ooh, squirrel. Oh. So, TK, welcome to the madness. And, hope, maybe I ought to do an edition of these where it's just the damn stories. If you think that's a good idea, you know, now that I have all the space in the world, I should just, you know, shut up and drive version, put it in the comments. Say, hey, I think a shut up and drive version ought to be a good thing. And then people could listen to them on their own. Or, you know, maybe you should do a week where you just post up the stories individually. And then we'll, you know, just, you know, vote on the good ones. And, you know, you can shut up. I don't know. I don't think it would be any easier. But it's not about it being easy, even though I'm lazy, as I've said before. It's all about the Benjamins. No, creativity. Creative Benjamins. Yes. What was I saying? I'm lost again. We've got another new person to the mix here, and that's Cherie Parker. You may have seen her photography stuff in Second Life, and it's really good. Really good stuff. Brings out the life, the action while static, or static while action. But it's magical, really, a moment, frozen. Oh my god, it's frozen, put it in the microwave, thaw it out! So here we go with Cherie, and welcome to the madness.
In the end, he said, "It's not real." To which I replied, "What? Not real? Do you know how much I paid for this?" "Shame," he muttered. "Some folks just don't have an eye for it." Shuffling out of the shop, I felt the slow drip of anger trickle down my back. How could it not be real? I asked myself. I was so careful. I did my research. I asked all the right questions. Looking down at the small unicorn stationed at my side, I sighed. Ruffled its mane and said, "It's okay, buddy. You're real enough for me."
"You're a real unicorn! Whee! Sparkle pony! I need coffee. I'm losing my mind." Yeah, thank you, Cherie, and welcome to the madness. I'm sorry if I'm just being overly rambly-bambly today. Just, you know, Beth was here 2 weeks ago, didn't get a rest during that. And then, I should have had a long weekend last week. Nope, had to work New Year's Eve. Now this week, you know, my parents come in to town, I know I'm a lousy host. I'm not keeping them entertained and all that. Yes, humans can entertain themselves, damn it. But I'm just, you know, it's a football weekend, you know, so Gene's going to be watching football and then, you know, has to deal with the Arizona crap. And, you know, my hands still, I still need, or maybe we'll go to the mall and I'll just, you know, put a replacement band on my Discover card. You know, it was supposed to be a special occasion of, hey, you lost your ring, let's go get a recommittal. It's like, no, I need to be freaking committed because my hand, it's like, you know, that movie, The Hand, where the hand get, you know, the hand is coming for you. You know, somewhere. I'm sure that under the underpass, some Mexican is going, you know, precious with my ring. You know, think he turns invisible and, I'm invisible. And it's like, dude, we can see you. You can't capture me. I'm invisible. I need coffee. Who's the next story? That's what I should be asking. Ooh, Jeff Iverson. This is someone that's also in it. That he just, let's see if he, did he record this one? I don't know. Sometimes people send in recordings. Some people, Early Midnight apparently sent in a recording last time. And yeah, bad me. Also, did you send it? Maybe I need to look up. You see, the great thing about this new polling system, I can edit it. I can put the thing in. I can, you know, your website, boom. So what I'll do is, after I get this up, I'll go, maybe I need to look and see if Early Midnight has a link and clean everything up, because not that I'm a compulsive, you know, little detail work here and there, but then I'm horribly lazy, too, so, oh, God, I don't want to. So, really, it's like a man with two hearts fighting each other. You know, what if, you know, good news, doctor, we've found your replacement second heart. The bad news is we installed it backwards, now you're fighting yourself constantly. You may have blood pressure issues and occasional explosions in your chest. So, here's Jeff Iverson, the top secret Time Lord. Remember, don't mess with his phone booth.
I opened my eyes slowly. It was dark, but not so dark that you couldn't see anything, just dark enough that you couldn't see anything well. I looked around, slowly, trying to figure out the situation. To the left and right of my position, it was dark as well, but there was a faint noise, water trickling somewhere, and dripping into a large pool. I looked up and saw a circle of light. I heard a screeching, scraping sound as steel screamed against steel, and the circle became a crescent, then a thud, as the manhole cover was replaced.
There you go, Jeff. That's what your story sounds like if it's done by a midget. Immortalized, if you will. Man. You know, I'm just going to... You wouldn't know if I were to just put pause on this and fire up the coffee machine and get it done, and then come back, and then, you know, while it's percolating, get another one. You wouldn't know. That's the amazing thing about time and production and zero production values. But I really want to get this done. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. And if I pick a flavor of coffee that the wife doesn't like, and he pours it out, puts in the crappy Dunkin' Donuts stuff, I mean, that's boring. I mean, you know, we've got some 2-year-old Starbucks that were given as a Christmas gift from someone. I don't remember who, but it's like, here's coffee, you know, stay awake so you can do your job. It's like, okay. Now, isn't it fun when you try to look at things with a completely pessimistic and horrible attitude? You can come up with the most bizarre conspiracies. So, thank you, Jeff. Welcome to the madness. Now you can be jealous no more. And one person to be jealous of is the master of brevity, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And he has a story for you. And yeah, he does. Should I put up another page, you know, with just profiles of people who write, or just have the links there and let people put up, hey, you can find me on Facebook. I don't know. I may put up a Facebook page of all this. Now that I figured out how to get Twitter to update to the 100-word stories thing, Twitter update to all the pages, you know, Second Lie updates, and TunesNSL updates now, and it took a while to get synced. So should I create a 100-word stories one? Your call. But here is Stephen the Nuclear Man, and he wanted to point out CrimsonPact.com. So here we go.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen the Nuclear Man. I wanted to remind you all about that paying flash fiction market, the Crimson Pact, which you can find at thecrimsonpact.com that I'm running the business end of. So, 1,000 words or less. Feel free to contact me if you've got some questions. It's edited by Paul Jeunesse, and I'm really kind of looking forward to it. We're just kind of keeping it real, unlike this week's story. See Sally. Sally likes Bobby. Sally has regular-sized breasts. See Bobby. Bobby likes Sally. Bobby has inherited male pattern baldness. Sally and Bobby date. Later, they get married. They care about each other. See Sally look at the media. See Sally get envious of photoshopped silicone breasts. See Bobby look at the media. See Bobby get envious of men with full heads of hair. See Sally get new breasts. See Bobby get new hair. They are fake. See Sally and Bobby hug. When they hug, they don't meet each other's eyes. More than hair and breasts is fake here. The end.
Thank you, Stephen. And there you get free money there. If you write and send, and they say, your list is good enough for free money. Free money. There you go. Free writing. A paid author. You can become a paid author. Sure, it's not like you're on the bestseller list of the New York Times and the Washington Post, and I don't know, what's another paper out there? USA, well, okay, USA Today doesn't count. But still, paid author? Talk to Stephen about it. Become one of them. So, alright. So instead of doing making coffee, I made a Facebook page. What the hell is wrong with me? So there you go with that. Now it's on Facebook. I'll put an app in the widget, and I'm sure that the code will be all wrong. It'll take me a year to get it all linked up, and there you go. By the time it's all ready, Facebook will have already jumped the shark, and it'll all be over. Next up is Zach Mann, coming in each, and he's going to get a golden monkey soon, isn't he? Everyone is going to get one. You know, given enough time, he'll be, hey, wrote back when the golden monkey action, I did 1,100-word stories. Damn it. And actually, if you're counting stories based on people who posted to the site, as well as done weekly challenges, doesn't that mean I get a golden monkey? I don't know. I think I've had a few stories. So here we go with Zach Mann, future recipient of the Golden Monkey.
When I was young, my grandaunt took a trip and asked me to water the plants in her apartment. Wanting to please my beloved aunt, I went to her place every day she was absent, then filled the watering can and got to work. I watered her Diefenbachia, spider plants, Creeping Charlie, and every other plant I could find. Upon her return, with a smile, my aunt thanked me and told me that I did a very thorough job, but if she ever needed me to do it again, there would really be no need to water the artificial plants.
Cool. I remember when I tried to water an artificial plant. You know, for a year I would be like, there's some coffee, or there's some iced tea, or there's some water, or there's some bourbon left in here, and I just poured in. And then, like, you know, the people who maintained the artificial plants were like, why, are you the one that's dumping crap in here? Of course, this was the same maintenance crew that would unplug machines and servers that were critical, to plug in a vacuum cleaner for 5 minutes, and by the time I'd get down there with the alarms, they'd have already plugged it back in, and I look around, who the hell unplugged it? I don't know. These people are invisible, man. They're like, you know, whew, invisible. Maybe they have my ring. Precious. Speaking of precious, welcome back, Early Midnight. Now, I need to post up the audio of Early Midnight's story from last week so that y'all can hear the wondrous splendor. I could post it in this week, but it's not part of the topic. I wish that these podcasts were as easy to assemble as the polls now. I mean, need coffee. Here we go with Early Midnight, A.M. Midnight.
The nightclub bouncer sighed. Your driver's license, your hair color, color contacts, fur coat, costume jewelry, breast implants, leather purse, and are those dentures? Everything about you right now is fake. Give me one reason I should let you inside. I taught you in the fourth grade. That was before my husband dumped me for a younger woman. He then came back to me when she stole all his money. Now, it's my turn. The bouncer took a deeper look until he finally found the real woman he had seen 20 years before. Enjoy yourself!
Thank you, A.M. Early, and now I'm having strange thoughts about my fourth grade teacher. I'm going to wind up looking them up in Facebook at some point. This is how stalking begins. Next up is Michael has returned. And cool. This one's going to be scary. Oh, yeah. The midget's going to have a fun time with this one. Sometimes people write stories that they know that the midget is just going to... This is one of them. So here we go with Michael's story.
Holding them in his hands, he felt their smoothness, their roundness, their perfection. So perfect, he felt certain they must be fake. These cannot be real, he told himself, rolling one across his fingers, noticing that it was clearly larger. She stared at him, awaiting his response, his next move. He backed away from her, sensing he had gone beyond their allotted time. I'm sorry, madam. Thank you for your time. I simply don't know enough about pearls to distinguish the real from the fakes. She sighed, looking beyond him for the next customer to approach the counter.
Oh, man. Thank you, Michael. That's just... Ooh. Yeah, I think the midget ought to go into his cage now before anything bad happens. Stand back. Give me the cattle prod. Actually, cattle prods only work on cattle. Who knows what they do to non-cattle. You're using a cattle prod on an oryx. That's terrible. So, I got a few more stories here. TJ from North Dakota, where I won't make any snarky comment about North Dakota this week. There. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh, I need coffee.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where, no, Lawrence, I'm not the governor. It's Governor Dalrymple, but you're quite right. We do all take turns up here, so I will be soon. And this is Family Reunion. In the past, bank robbers wore fake beards. These days, we wear fake boobs. Even without disabling the cameras, it's so hard to focus on our faces. We got the idea from a stripper at Angel's.
You want to dance?
I didn't realize till halfway through her set she was my sister.
How you doing? I'm Charisse.
Oh, my God. I asked her if those things were real, and she said...
They ain't figments of your imagination.
I asked her if they were hers, and she said...
Well, I sure paid enough for them.
As family reunions go, it was pretty awkward, and two or three sets later, I stormed right out of there.
Ah, yes. You know, if my sister were stripping, I'm not going down that road. I'm not taking that exit off the freeway. No, I'm just going to keep driving. Thank you, TJ. And family reunions. Next up is Danny, and he wanted, folks, I know a few of you put comments in the comments. He wanted to get comments on this one, thoughts on it, critiques or whatever. Don't be shy. Folks. And if there are any comments or critiques or thoughts on any of the stories, post them up. Put them up here. Or, you know, if you want to be anonymous, fine. Say, I am anonymous. I am from 4chan. I like to break things. I think information should be free and we get to wear these pretty masks. You know, go right on ahead. Critique. Let them know how you feel about this story while I make my move on your move with Explorer Dastardly. Okay? I'll be back.
Big shiny BMW. Fresh spanking new, just driven off the lot. Have all of this bonus money to spend. What should I buy next? A large house in an affluent neighborhood? Nah, I already have 12 of those. I want something that screams out success! I want to be looked up to. After all, I am an upstanding citizen. I know! Extended vacation on an exclusive island in the Bahamas. When vacation's over, time to go back to work and deny loans to small business and homeowners who need it. Greed only works for those who are not victimized by it.
Ah, yes. A story with a message. What is the message? Put your thoughts in the comments on this one. Yes, I know. You have to log into the site. Yeah, I know. Facebook is trying to steal your identity. And there are snapshots and it turns on your camera. You better be wearing a shirt. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Danny. Next one, we've got Norval Joe bringing up the rear. Ah, the rear guard. In case you're being ambushed or followed, this is the man that has your back and pushes you into the lion pit saying, "Up, whoop, the lion's got him." I'll just report back saying, "The lion's got him. It was all terrible." Right. Here's Norval Joe. No lions involved whatsoever.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my story for episode 246 of the Weekly Challenge with the prompt of fake. Before I get into that, I would like to ask for some help. At the Flying Island Press, I'm in charge of an autism benefit issue that we'll be putting out in about 6 months, and we need a few more stories for it. Right now we have 5 stories. They can be about anything. And in any genre, almost any genre, I should say, check the submission guidelines on flyinglandpress.com. But mainly we're looking for stories that briefly touch on or involve the subject of autism. And anything that we generate from it will go to Autism Speaks, which is an organization that does research to benefit those affected by autism. So if you're interested and could help me out, we need stories between 2,000 and 7,000 words. And check out our submission guidelines at flyinglandpress.com/autism. So here's my story. The girl is a fake, the detective said as he took the pipe from his mouth and cradled it in his hand. He circled the peasant girl. Her long blonde curls reached nearly to her waist. But Mr. Holmes, the rotund, balding man said, "The shoe fits. She's wearing it now." "It's elementary, my dear Watson. Hyperhidrosis. The real mystery girl from the ball is one of these ugly stepsisters, her feet now swollen from dancing all night in uncomfortable shoes. This charlatan's excessively sweaty feet facilitated her fraud by allowing her to don the other girl's ill-fitting glass slipper. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Well, thank you, Narval Joe, and hopefully folks who can write... Now, wait. You said stories between 2 and 7,000 words. Now, remember the site that you're mentioning this on. A story that's 2 words long. I could probably manage that. Hark! Murderers! There. Story that's 2 words long. Okay, you can put that up on Flying Island Press. Well, does it fit the submission guidelines? Oh, thank you for the show. I keep saying I need coffee and I don't get it. I just keep sitting down. Can I point click and get coffee? One more story to go, and that is the disgusting and repugnant Planet Z. You've suffered enough. Now, here comes the punchline.
It was the fourth quarter, and the Eagles were down by 2, facing 4 inches. 40 yards out, the clock running down. Yeah, everybody knew they were going to fake the punt. Except the punter, apparently. When the ball was snapped and he punted the ball, everyone just stared at him. Including the returner. Instead of catching the ball and running with it or going for a fair catch, it bounced off his hands. Nobody moved. Except the punter. Ran to grab the ball and scored a touchdown. Officials didn't blow a whistle for another minute.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on fake. You can check out the text of the stories. If you couldn't understand any of those, if you've got cotton in your ears or monkeys... podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also see links to the pages that folks have pointed out. I said, hey, you can find more of my stuff here, or hey, join Flying Island Press, or hey, write for me, or hey, I need bail money. There are also links to everyone who has ever submitted a story in the right sidebar there somewhere. I've added a Facebook page, so if you want to like it. If you want to dislike it and smear monkey poop all over it, go ahead. I don't care. I'll make you all editors and we can make it the worst and least useful page on Facebook ever. Get warned for advocating violence against monkeys and all that kind of thing. I don't know how to promote. Just put up a link and folks will come to it. I mean, this is 1995, right? Anyway, forget SEO. Forget any of that crazy stuff. CES is going on and they're posting up gadgets that'll make podcasts a thing of... Not just a thing of yesterday. Podcasts are old news. Now it's going to be like fossilized. Now it's going to be an antique. Hey, look, it's a podcast. You know, you used to post up a new episode every now and then. You'd ramble for a bit, and then people would comment and maybe send you money and get sponsorships from audiobooks. And then a few weeks later, Leo Laporte would ignore you and find somebody who could actually bring him in revenue and listeners and money. And he'd dump you and leave you on the side of the road. Yeah, and there was Adam Curry guy. He did the same thing. And, you know, him and Leo. You know, they did that to each other. It was just a horrible, horrible time. So, there's all sorts of stuff up at the page. I should probably actually put something there of use. Also, comment on the stories that... You know, maybe one week, just write a comment on a story of someone that posted in the weekly challenge. I don't want to hear your comments about my stories. I'm shallow, and I have thin skin, and I will probably curl up in a ball and suck... My thumb. I think it's my thumb. It's my thumb, right? Anyway. That's it. Take care. And the next topic is going to be... I have no idea what the next topic is going to be. If you follow on Twitter, you'll get the topic automatically posted up there when I remember to freaking post it. Let's see, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And in the upper right corner, okay, the topic of the next weekly challenge is, are we there yet? So are we there yet? Yes, we are at the ending. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in your stories. Thank you for your commentary, should you add it. Be sure to vote for your favorites. Just thank you. And it's been a great year so far. Let's not blow it. See you all tomorrow. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.